Lots of Skywatchers circle mid-August on their calendars because they look forward to seeing the year's best-known meteor shower, the Perseids. For North Americans, the best viewing will be very late on Sunday, August 11th, and on Monday, August 12th. Stay up past midnight if you can. From a very dark site, far from city lights, you might see one meteor per minute those nights in the hours after midnight and before dawn. You won't see as many earlier in the evening or if light pollution is a problem. And don't fret if it's cloudy. This shower lasts for a few days, so you can watch for them the night before or afterward. During a meteor shower, you typically see more shooting stars than normal because Earth is crossing the orbit of a comet. For the Perseids, it's the one called Swift-Tuttle. Over the centuries, all the particles shed by this comet have become scattered along its orbit, and every August, we plow right through them. These meteors are called the Perseids because in the sky they all seem to radiate from the direction of the constellation Perseus, which rises in the northeast about 10 p.m. The higher Perseus gets in the sky, in the hours before dawn, the more meteors you'll see. But the few that show up just after Perseus rises can be especially long and pretty. Now, you don't need to look at this radiant point to see lots of meteors. The best direction to watch is wherever your sky is darkest, usually straight up. So get comfortable on a reclining chair or just lie back on a blanket. You'll always see more meteors when there's no competition from a bright moon, and our skies will be moon-free during this year's display.